Kia ora and welcome back to RDU's Burnt Breakfast. And I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now, Lockie from Mirror Ritual. Good morning, Lockie.
Morning, Liam. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. It's sunny up in Wellington here this morning, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, great. Did you enjoy your long weekend? Did you get some time off?
It was okay. I don't know. We were up north for a bunch of shows last weekend, so this weekend felt a little empty. But maybe that's for the better, yeah.
Well, that is a great segue, actually, because we are talking about your tour this morning. First of all, how's it been going?
Really good, yeah. We had the first show of the tour here in Wellington about a month and a bit ago. So that feels like ages ago now. But that was really good. We had that at San Fran. And we actually recorded that show and we put it onto tape. So that's coming out soon. A bunch of tapes that we did through Trace on Trace of that first show of the tour. And then we had Auckland and Hamilton last weekend at Whammy and Last Place. So they were great. Yeah, great to get out of town.
Oh, I love Whammy as well. Oh, that's cool. So is this your first tour in a while?
Yeah, we did a little tour in January last year. February. And then had a whole lot of time off. And go through a few different things. So, yeah, it's been good.
So we have added you to the playlist here on RDU. I think a couple of times recently.
Oh, great.
But so how's reception to the new music been? How's the music journey been as of recent? Because, you know, I do talk to a lot of artists and they always mention lockdown as either helping or hindering their process. How has it been for you guys?
It's been weird. It's been good, I think. Yeah, we used to be called Transistor, and we were like a three-piece. And we did that tour at the start of last year, which feels like it was pre-COVID, but that was in the middle of it, I think.
Yeah, it kind of had two chapters, I guess.
Yeah, it was in the start of the second chapter, so we snuck it in there. And then throughout the rest of last year, we just kept recording, and then we brought our friend Mia into the band. She's on synth and guitar and vocals. And flute, actually.
Oh.
We'll be debuting this weekend in Christchurch. But yeah, so that just gave us time to reflect and sort of work on new things and change our band name and get ready for this new chapter. Yeah.
Was it weird having a rebrand like that?
Yeah, it was interesting because you never know how anything's going to go.
But yeah, of course.
You've got to just be kind of reckless with it and just be like, well, you know, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
And it's been great. I think it's really helped freshen up our perspective on things too. Because sometimes you can get quite jaded or...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So what... For those who have never seen you guys live, what are you kind of like as live performers?
I think we put a... I love performing live. And my favourite artists that I've been a fan of for a while tend to change it up live and put a fresh perspective onto things. So I love approaching our own music that way. Like,
cool.
Even the new song Fair and All, we've kind of changed over the last few shows and added things in there and, you know, made it more impactful or changed the dynamic a little bit. And I just love exploring that. I feel like songs can take on a new life when performed live.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. So it sort of like provides a different perspective on a song, I guess.
Yeah, and you're kind of living with it a little bit more.
Yeah, right.
You're used to, like, when you're recording it, especially ourselves, like we do it all ourselves, mixing wise and recording wise. It never really breathes, and when you perform it, you're kind of just making it on the spot. So it's like a new way of understanding the song, I guess.
Well, I've never thought about it in that way, but yeah, I guess that must be so true. And do you kind of, because you produced so much of it yourselves, do you get sort of protective over your music, or are you more willing to change things up?
I guess before we release stuff, I'm quite protective of it because it's quite intimate. It's quite an intimate process.
Yeah, right.
Writing and recording, at least for us or myself or whatever. But once you put it out, you're kind of like, oh, well, that wasn't that bad. And people seem to like it. So whatever you think about it kind of doesn't really matter.
Of course.
There. Yeah. Like, you could just keep working on it forever.
Yeah, well, I guess so. We're all a little perfectionists at heart.
I think nowadays, too, like, you've got the option of just doing that.
Of course. So anyway, back to the tour. When and where is your Christchurch show?
Well, we're down in Christchurch this Friday, actually. Yeah, Friday night at Dark Room with Porpoise, who we've been touring with. They're from Dunedin. I'm sure you guys love them.
Yeah, I have to say, what a great combo.
It's been interesting, yeah, because we're kind of different flavors.
Yeah.
But we mix well, I think. Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, the whole tour is through iGum, or like a Wellington event collective. And they've been good friends of ours for a while now with their festivals and Wednesday shows. So they were just kind of like, well, here are two bands from, like, both sides, like, you know, one from Wellington, one from Dunedin. So I think that approach is always quite good, or Auckland and Christchurch, or, like, you know, just connecting the two.
Yeah, of course,
the two
of
halves.
Course.
And, yeah, it was basically that. We knew of Porpoise. We actually wanted to play with them on the last tour, but they're, like, in Queenstown or something on the same night as us. So it's worked out really well, yeah.
Well, so was it Dark Room? Sorry, my brain is not working this morning.
I haven't had a coffee yet, so my thoughts are all over the place. Yeah.
So Friday at the Dark Room.
Yes, yeah, great. Friday night. Yeah.
And where can people get tickets?
Under the radar.co.nz.
Fantastic.
The usual.
Yeah, it always is.
But there'll be some in the door, I'm sure. And we'll have merch and tapes and shirts and all that fun stuff too.
Well, Lockie, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you this morning, and thank you for gracing Ototahi with your presence. We are all looking forward to it. It'll be such a good show. Anyway, have a great day.
Thanks so much for having me on, Liam. Good to talk to you.